message.
Once at a networking event, I was asked what might arguably be categorized as an alcohol-induced gotcha question. The question was, what is the key to happiness? Well, okay then. The problem with answering questions like this in this kind of context is that without a practical, immediate application, it becomes a philosophical discussion. And at 60,000 feet, right? It is very difficult to bring it down to earth because it really does require an experiential understanding. But I will say this, I am happy because I want to be happy. I am not allowing myself to fall into this incessant societal temptation that inspires us to believe that the happiness that we desire is only available if our life meets certain conditions, or if we acquire certain desires, or receive specific accolades. And this is accomplished by surrendering to the acceptance of what is already in my life, what already is in existence, rather than permitting myself to focus on that which is not yet in my experience. Rather than focusing on the lack, I am disciplined in continuing to focus on the abundance that is already here. And that is the key. And let me tell you, that takes work. I reframe my experience. I tell my story from the perspective of the one who is completely fulfilled and satisfied, not in delusional resistance to the limitations that may indeed actually exist in my life right now today, but in celebration of the good that already exists. I direct my faith in the certainty that everything is always working out for me, no matter how things may appear in a single moment. I awaken with an appreciation for the gift of my breath, for the knowing, for the opportunity, for the accepting, ready to receive the gifts that this new day will provide. I say yes before those gifts appear. I love my life because I allow my life to love me, and my love for my life continues to increase that flow of the love, and that provides the evidence for me to actually love it. You get what you want when you want what you have, because when you are always focused on your desire for a change that you have decided is necessary for you to be happy, for you to be satisfied, for you to be comfortable and fulfilled, what you are actually doing is putting a greater investment and a greater focus on that which is lacking, that which is not, rather than that which you wish to create. Reframe your thoughts. Choose your words carefully and shift your energy by continuing to pay attention to that which you appreciate in your current experience. Open your heart up to relish in the fulfillment and the luxury of all that is already in existence. Feel that. Enjoy that. Nurture that. Because happiness is the natural result of realizing that it is always chosen. It is always self-inflicted. It is never something that is gifted from some outside force or influence. So what is the key to happiness? Well, I'll tell you. It is when you realize that that question has always been rhetorical. And when you know that, you are ready to receive the experience of life with all of the gifts that it has to offer you. But it is up to you. You have to say yes.